This is program number LW2248. Any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Hi, this is Larry West. That's what one... Now, this may be a new and strange word I'm going to give to you, but I must tell you about it because it is a major threat in our society. That little statement is what one influential humanist has recently said. Now, that word humanist is what I want to tell you about today. Humanism has nothing to do with those who might call themselves humanitarians or those who would like to be, you know, humane. Humanism has been cleverly associated with those honorable terms. But humanism is a major threat against us. Let me tell you about it today. Humanism says there is no God. And that's why humanists go on to say that what is right or wrong strictly depends upon how each person feels about it. If it feels good, do it. What's right or wrong strictly depends upon what it seems right or wrong to do to each individual person. Now, that may seem okay, but the bottom line is that when I come and steal your car and argue that it was right for me to do so, you're not to argue with it. That's the bottom line. By their standard, which really is no standard at all, I could come and kill your little boy and argue it seemed right to do so. Now, maybe you're saying, Larry, don't be such an alarmist. People won't ever come to believe that. They won't? Are you ready to put your money in the bank on that one? Consider this. The Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2 are called Bibles by humanists. These manifestos have been endorsed. Now, are you ready for this? They have both been endorsed not only by the Civil Liberties Union, which might be expected, but by the National Education Association. And that has to do with those in your own public school system. My question is, what values, therefore, are your kids learning at the feet of too many teachers across our land? If it's been endorsed by the NEA, we're fools to think it won't have its effect among our children. Charles Francis Potter, a humanist interviewed in 1982 by the Boston Herald Courier, said, and this is a quote, "Education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism." In the January-February 1983 issue of the Humanist magazine, which is the mouthpiece of the American Humanist Association, this statement was published. I quote it, "The battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizer of a new faith, a religion of humanity, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach." The article goes on to say that it doesn't matter, preschool, daycare, or a large state university. Quote, "The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evil and misery, and the new faith of humanism." You know what's happening? Under the guise of separation of church and state, humanists are preaching their own religious faith that there is no God, and they're getting away with it. No nation can survive without a concrete standard of law and order. Even humanists who tried to get rid of such a standard must abide by one. Karl Marx once said these words, "Humanism denies the existence of God and affirms the all-sufficiency of man. It is nothing more than communism." Karl Marx said that. So the decision rests on which kind of law and order you want. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, "So it was that when they gave God up and would not even acknowledge Him, God gave them up to doing everything their evil minds could think of." Mom, Dad, make sure your kids know God. I've written a pamphlet called What controls your life? It's yours free. What controls your life? Write me for it and carry this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.